Yeah. hare 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 ram hare ram 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 hare hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Krishna. The title of our presentation this afternoon will be The Hidden Secrets of Bhakti.
Naziv naše prezentacije ovo poslijepodne bit će Skrivene tajne Bhakti.
Let us think for a moment about the title.
Pomislimo na trenutak o tom nazivu.
A hidden secret is something which is very difficult to see.
Skrivene tajne nešto su što je jako teško vidjeti.
I remember the Sufis telling a story of what is a hidden secret.
Sjećam se kako Sufi pričaju o tome što je to tajna.
There is this Nasruddin who every day, who once in a month passes the border and tells the border people, "I'm so bad. I'm a very bad smuggler."
Ima jedan Nasruddin koji jednom mjesečno prelazio granicu i ljudima koji rade na granici bi rekao, ja sam jako loš krijumčar.
And the border guard said, "What are you smuggling?"
A stražari su rekli, a što ti to nosiš?
That is your duty to find out.
To je vaša dužnost da saznate.
So they go through everything. They go through his hair, they go through his big coat to look what this Nasruddin is smuggling, but they don't find anything.
I sve su pretresli i njegovu kosu, kaput, pokušavali su otkriti što je to Nasruddin skriva, ali nisu mogli ništa naći.
Every month Nasruddin comes.
I Nasruddin je došao svaki mjesec.
Every month he tells I'm such a bad criminal, you have no idea.
I onda svaki mjesec bi im rekao ja sam tako loš zločinac, nemate vi pojma.
But they can't find anything.
Ali ne mogu ništa naći.
All they see is that Nasruddin's house gets bigger and bigger and bigger and becomes like a palace.
Jedino što mogu vidjeti je da je Nasruddinova kuća postaje sve veća i veća poput palače.
After 60 years.
Nakon 60 godina.
One of the border guards, now very old, is meeting Nasruddin.
Jedan od tih stražara na granici koji je sad jako star, sreo je Nasruddina.
Now we are old, you can tell me the secret.
Sad smo stari i možeš mi otkriti tajnu.
What were you smuggling?
Što si to krijumčario?
Nasruddin said, donkeys.
Nasruddin je rekao, magarce.
Every month he had come with a new magarac.
Svaki je mjesec došao s novim magarcem.
Went over the border, sold it.
Prošao je granicu, prodao ga.
And came with a lot of money back.
I vratio se s velikom količinom novca.
And every month the border guard saw the magarac.
I svaki su mjesec stražari na granici.
Yes.
Vidjeli magarca.
But the hidden secret was that it was every month a new magarac.
Ali skrivena tajna je bila da je svaki mjesec to bio novi magarac.
They had seen, yet they had not seen.
Vidjeli su, ali opet nisu vidjeli.
This can happen in bhakti also.
To se može dogoditi i u bhakti.
We can see the devotees, we can see the scriptures, we can see the deities, but we can overlook the hidden truth.
Mi možemo vidjeti bakte, spise, božanstva, ali možemo zapravo previdjeti istinu.
One such person who saw but who did not see was Devananda Pandit.
Jedna takva osoba koja je vidjela, ali nije vidjela, bio je Devananda Pandit.
He lived 500 years ago at the banks of the river Ganga in Navadvip.
On je živio prije 500 godina na obalama rijeke Gange u Navadvipu.
And he taught every day the most sublime of all scriptures, the Amala Puranam, the pure scripture, Srimad Bhagavatam.
I on je poučavao najčešću od svih Purana, Amalu Puranu, Srimad Bhagavatam.
He was able to recite all the many, many, many verses by heart.
On je napamet znao sve mnogobrojne stihove.
But he could not understand the hidden secrets of the Bhagavatam.
Ali nije mogao razumjeti skrivene tajne Bhagavatama.
One day someone who understood came, Srivas Thakur.
Jednoga dana došao je netko od koje to razumio, Srivas Thakur.
Srivas Thakur had heard that he would die on that day.
Srivas Thakur je čuo da će taj dan umrijeti.
And therefore he thought, let me die in the association of people who hear the Bhagavatam.
I stoga je pomislio, neka umrem u društvu osoba koji slušaju Bhagavatam.
In Vrindavan I have seen people who were old and died, they go to assemblies where spiritual activities are going on, like singing or reciting the scriptures, and they hope to leave their body, because death is sure to come, in that assembly where the auspicious influence is.
U Vrindavanu sam vidio kako stari ljudi na samrti dolaze na takva okupljanja gdje se odvijaju pjevanja ili recitiranja kako bi primili blagodati prije nego dođe taj posljednji trenutak.
There is one parikrama, that means that about more than 10,000 Indian devotees of Krishna circumambulate for 40 days the sacred land of Vrindavan.
Postoji jedan put parikrama gdje hodočasnici dolaze i oni obilaze svetu zemlju Vrindavana.
And amongst those who circumambulate, there are people who know for sure that they will die.
I među onima koji to čine, ima i onih koji zasigurno znaju da će umrijeti.
But they feel if death, which is sure to come, comes, let it come in the association of devotees in the holy land of Vrindavan. That's their planning.
Ali oni razmišljaju da ako smrt već mora doći, neka dođe u društvu svetih bhakta u Vrindavanu.
So Shivas Thakur also thought, my day of dying is coming today, let me do so in the assembly of devotees.
Shrivas Thakur je isto na takav način razmišljao, danas je dan kada ću umrijeti, pa neka to bude u društvu bhakta.
I hope that no one of you is in that category, that you that all of a sudden one of you go ooh and die, and then it's very difficult to continue with the lecture after that.
Nadam se da se to neće dogoditi nikome od vas, da slučajno sada netko umre, zato što je onda jako teško nastaviti s predavanjem.
So anyways, while Devananda Pandit explained the Bhagavatam, Shrivas sat on a balcony and listened to the Bhagavatam.
I dok je Devananda Pandit recitirao Bhagavatam, Shrivas Pandit je sjedio na balkonu i slušao ga.
And when Devananda recited some verses about the beauty of Krishna, Shrivas felt so moved in his heart that he fainted and fell from the balcony into a heap of rice. No problem, he didn't break anything.
I kada je Devananda recitirao stihove koji opisuju Krišninu ljepotu, Shrivas je bio toliko dirnut da je pao s balkona na rižu koja je bila na tlu.
That falling from the balcony was, by astrological fact, the cause of his death. But because he heard the Bhagavatam, he only fell in a heap of rice and survived.
Prema astrološkim proračunima, to je trebao biti trenutak kada on umire, taj pad je trebao biti to, ali budući da je slušao Bhagavatam, on je pao, ali preživio.
The only thing extraordinary was that he was in ecstasy.
Jedino što je bilo izvanredno u tome je da je on bio u ekstazi.
He shouted, O Krishna, O Krishna!
I uzviknuo je, O Krishna, O Krishna!
Dinabandhu, friend of the fallen!
Dinabandhu, prijatelju palih!
Patita Pavana, savior of the most lowest of creatures!
Patita Pavana, spasitelju najnižih bića!
Save me!
Spasi me!
And then he fainted.
I onda se on osvijestio.
Devananda Pandit thought, what a disturbance.
Devananda Pandit je pomislio, kako je to uznemirenje.
Look at these emotional bhaktas.
Pogledaj ti te emotivne bhakte.
Emotiv, emotiv, emotiv. Tipičko, tipičko. And he told his people, carry him out, he's a disturbance and unwanted here. Izvinite.
I rekao je svojim ljudima da je on veliko uznemirenje, nekoga.
No problem.
Nekoga izvedu tamo.
He is a great disturbance. Carry him out.
On je veliko uznemirenje. Iznesite ga van.
So they carried Shrivas Pandit and put him near a ditch.
I onda su ga iznijeli i stavili pokraj jarka.
That is an offense.
To je uvreda.
When a Vaishnava is feeling ecstatic emotions because of Krishna entering his heart, this is very sublime.
Kada bhakta osjeća takve zanosne osjećaje zbog Krishne koji je ušao u njegovo srce, to je nešto jako uzvišeno.
But Devananda Pandit could not understand that the essence of the Srimad Bhagavatam was exactly that ecstatic remembrance of Krishna.
Devananda Pandit nije mogao shvatiti da je suština Bhagavatama upravo to, zanosno sjećanje na Krishna.
He read the Bhagavatam, but he overlooked the whole essence of the scripture, ecstatic love for Krishna.
On je čitao Bhagavatam, ali je previdio samu suštinu spisa, a to je sjećanje na Krishna.
He could not understand the hidden secret of the Bhagavatam.
nije mogao razumjeti skrivenu tajnu Bhagavatama.
Do you know, some of you, do you play music or like to listen to music?
Zna li tko od vas svirati neki instrument ili da li volite slušati glazbu?
I want to tell you a secret.
Želim vam otkriti tajnu.
The music is not in the notes.
Glazba se ne nalazi u notama.
If a Mozart writes down the notes of the Zauberflöte. So I only know in German Zauberflöte. So you know. So, yeah. And someone who's not a musician sees these notes, he will think,
kada Mozart zapiše note čarobne flaute, a netko tko nije glazbenik ih vidi, on ne zna šta se tu zbiva.
Even if someone like of us, maybe some of us know notes, look at it, that's not the music, the black dots on the paper.
Čak i oni od nas koji znaju čitati note, te crne točke na papiru nisu glazba.
That's only a way to hint at the beauty of music.
To je samo način da steknemo neki osjećaj za glazbu.
Music is something else.
Glazba je nešto posve drugo.
It is something which touches the heart and lifts it to God.
To je nešto što dotiče srce i uzdiže ga prema Bogu.
I can't. That looks like a bad movie, but you know, but music.
Ovo izgleda kao neki loši film, ali to je glazba.
So you may also look at the letters of the Bhagavatam.
Na sličan način možete gledati slova Bhagavatam.
You may read the books of the Krishna conscious movement.
Čitate knjige iz pokreta za svjesnost Krišne.
You may chant the Hare Krishna mantra.
Mantrati Hare Krishna maha mantra.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. But you may miss the essence.
Ali vam može promaknuti suština.
Like Devananda Pandit did.
Kao što se to desilo Devanandi Panditu.
You know, Devananda Pandit later met a great devotee called Brakeshvara Pandit. Brakeshvara, yes.
Devananda Pandit je kasnije srednog velikog bhakta Brakeshvara Pandita.
And that great devotee had understood the hidden secrets of bhakti.
I taj je veliki bhakta razumio skrivene tajne bhakti.
Brakeshvara, let me tell you about Brakeshvara Pandit.
Reći ću vam nešto o Brakeshvara Pandita.
Brakeshvara Pandit would chant Hare Krishna.
On je mantrao Hare Krishna.
But not like us.
Ali ne poput nas.
He would chant and sing for 72 hours non-stop.
On je mantrao i pjevao 72 sata neprestano.
He would not even stop for resting or for drinking some water.
Ne bi čak stao niti da se odmori ili popije vodu.
How is it possible?
Kako je to moguće?
Well, Prabhupada explains this. He was moved by the internal energy of Krishna.
Prabhupada objašnjava da je on bio dodirnut unutarnjom Krishninom energijom.
And once Brakeshvara Pandit came to where Devananda Pandit had his Bhagavatam school.
I jednom je Brakeshvara Pandit došao do mjesta gdje je Devananda Pandit imao svoju školu Bhagavatam.
And he started his kirtan and started his dance.
Započeo je svoj kirtan i svoj ples.
Devananda Pandit looked at him.
Devananda Pandit ga je pogledao.
And this time he did not say this emotivni bhakta.
Ali ovaj puta nije rekao taj emotivni bhakta.
Lord, crazy. He did not say like this. He could feel all of a sudden this same spiritual energy which moved Brakeshvara Pandit, he could feel that in his heart as well.
I odjednom je mogao osjetiti tu duhovnu energiju koja se nalazila u srcu Brakeshvara Pandita. On ju je isto tako osjetio.
And he decided to do what we all should do. He decided to serve Prakashvara Pandit.
I on odlučio je učiniti ono što bismo svi mi trebali učiniti, odlučio je služiti Vrakeshvaru Pandita.
You know, as Vrakeshvara Pandit was chanting and dancing, so many people came, it was millions of people, and Devananda Pandit took care that they would not crush Prakashvara Pandit, but he kept the crowd at a distance so that Vrakeshvara Pandit had sufficient space for his ecstasy in Krishna consciousness.
In dok je Vrakeshvara Pandit plesao i pjevao, Devananda Pandit se pobrinuo da gomile ljudi koji su došli, a dolazili su u milijunima, da ga pusti da ima prostora da bi mogao plesati.
And when Vrakeshvara Pandit finally stopped, Devananda Pandit massaged his legs.
I dok je Vrakeshvara Pandit napokon stao, Devananda Pandit mu je masirao stopala.
He didn't criticize, he served.
Nije kritizirao, već je služio.
He had criticized Srivas Pandit and the secrets of bhakti remained hidden to him.
Kritizirao je Srivas Thakura i tajne bhakti su mu ostali skrivene.
But now he was serving another great devotee of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and the secrets became revealed.
Ali sada je služio jednog drugog velikog baktu gospodina Čajtanje i tajne su mu se razotkrile.
Later, Devananda Pandit asked the master of bhakti, Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu means the great master, Čajtanja Mahaprabhu.
I kasnije Devananda Pandit susreo velikog gospodara bhakti, Čajtanju Mahaprabhu.
And he asked, please, I'm such a fool. I'm reading the Bhagavatam, but I don't understand it.
I rekao je, molim te, ja sam takva budala, čitam Bhagavatam, ali ne mogu ga razumjeti.
What is the essence of the Bhagavatam?
Koja je suština Bhagavatama?
What is the secret?
Koja je njegova tajna?
Mahaprabhu said, Lubov sa Krishnam. Yeah. Every verse only points at this love for Krishna.
Svaki stih upućuje samo na tu ljubav prema Krišni.
You know, a scholar might say, no, it talks about the creation of the universe here, not about ljubav sam Krishna.
Neki učenjak će reći, ma ne, ovdje se govori o stvaranju svemira, a ne ljubavi prema Krišni.
It talks about the dynasties which came and go, like, came and went like flies come and go in the seasons.
Govore o dinastijama koje su došle i otišle kao što i muhe dolaze i odlaze prolaskom godišnjih doba.
It talks about protection.
Govori o zaštiti.
Ashraya, shelter.
O ashraji, o utočištu.
But my dear devotees, the music is not in the notes.
Ali dragi moji bhakte, glazba nije u notama.
What is the essence behind all this is only one thing, that is to detach from material life, to wake up from the dream and wake up into the love of Krishna.
Suština svega toga je odvojiti se od materijalnog, probuditi se iz sna i probuditi se prema ljubavi prema Krishna.
No, now to unlock this secret,
da bismo otključali tu tajnu, potrebna je mala pomoć.
Who of you has seen the Lord of the Rings?
Tko od vas gledao gospodare prstenova?
I think no one will admit.
Mislim da nitko neće priznati.
But everyone, including Ananda Gopal, has seen.
Ali vidjeli su ga.
Brahman initiation.
Ali vidjeli su ga svi, uključujući Ananda Gopala.
There is an archetypical scene.
Postoji jedna arhetipska scena.
There's a mountain.
Planina.
And it is known we need to go through the mountain.
I rečeno je da moramo proći kroz planinu.
But it is closed.
Ali ona je zatvorena.
Only then one person comes and he writes the words on the mountain and the mountain opens.
Jedna osoba dođe i napiše slova na planinu i planina se otvori.
That is found, this is an archetypical scene.
To je jedna arhetipska scena.
Mm-hmm. One poem said the whole world rests, but it begins to come alive if you meet, if you can say the word.
Postoji jedna pjesma koja kaže: čitav svijet počiva, ali može se probuditi ako kažete jednu riječ.
Mantras can open the secrets.
Mantre mogu otvoriti tajne.
That is all over in world literature. You can find this.
To ćete pronaći u svoj svjetskoj književnosti.
Someone is an illusion, but he obtains the mystical word, the mantra, and
osoba,
he wakes up.
Osoba je u iluziji, ali dobije tu mističnu riječ, mističnu mantru i probudi se.
And his way becomes clear before him.
I njegov put mu se otvori, razjasni.
In other parts of our scriptures you will find the bath in a sacred place of pilgrimage which frees you from illusion and karma.
Na drugim mjestima u našim spisima pronaći ćete taj pojam kupanja na svetom mjestu hodočašća koje nas oslobađa od karme.
There are many ways to open the hidden secrets.
Postoji mnogo načina na koje možemo otvoriti skrivene tajne.
Mantras, pilgrimage.
Mantre, hodočašća.
But the one which works the best is devotees and serving devotees.
Ali najbolje od njih djeluju bhakte i služenje bhakta.
When you can find a devotee or devotees and serve him or them, that you will be able all of a sudden to read the music while you stare at the notes.
Ako pronađete bhakte i ako ih služite, onda ćete odjednom moći čuti glazbu dok čitate note.
You will, in other words, see that which cannot be seen with the eyes.
Drugim riječima, vidjet ćete ono što se ne može vidjeti očima.
You will hear what cannot be heard with the ears.
Čut ćete ono što se ušima ne može čuti.
The hidden secrets of bhakti will become revealed to you by service of the great bhaktas.
Skrivene tajne bhakti otkriće vam se služenjem velikih bhakta.
I remember once a meeting which I had with Srila Prabhupada.
Sjećam se jednog svog susreta sa Srila Prabhupadom.
It was in Germany.
Bilo je to u Njemačkoj.
And I was allowed to serve him personally.
I bilo mi je dopušteno da ga osobno služim.
And while I spent this little time in his association serving him, I can only say it like that, things became absolutely clear.
I to malo vremena što sam proveo služeći ga, mogu samo reći da mi je sve postalo potpuno jasno.
Many years before that I had experienced something like that in Mayapur.
Mnogo godina prije toga iskusio sam nešto slično u Mayapuru.
I had been in one of his lectures.
Bio sam na jednom od njegovih lekcija.
And he was singing.
I on je pjevao.
And while he was singing, all of a sudden he stopped.
I dok je pjevao, odjednom je stao.
And he we all looked at him. And then he started to cry.
Svi smo ga pogledali i onda je on počeo plakati.
And as the tears were coming from his eyes, he was absolutely silent.
I kako su mu iz očiju lile suze, on je bio potpuno tih.
Like this.
Sjedio je ovako.
And we all looked at him like that.
I svi smo ga ovako gledali.
And I cannot tell you because I didn't look at the wristwatch. I don't think I had one. I was very poor at that time. But I think that 10 minutes, or was it 1 hour, or was it a day? I don't have a recollection how long it took.
I ne mogu vam reći koliko je to trajalo. Nisam u to vrijeme imao sat. Da li je to bilo 10 minuta, sat, cijeli dan?
We all became moved by Krishna consciousness.
Sve nas je dotakla svjesnost Krishne.
Him sitting there and being silent But being in the ecstasy of Krishna consciousness was more than words could ever transfer.
Samim tim što je tamo sjedio u tišini, u potpunom blaženstvu, bilo je više nego što su riječi ikad mogle prenijeti.
And I can never forget this.
I nikada to neću zaboraviti.
I understood it's true, I'm a part of Krishna.
I shvatio sam, istina je, ja sam dio Krišne.
It's so true, I am not this body. How could I be so foolish to identify with such a thing?
To je istina, ja nisam ovo tijelo i kako sam mogao ikad biti tako budala da se s njime poistovjećujem.
All the truth in Krishna consciousness just became revealed because we could hear the music beyond the notes.
I sva istina svjesnosti Krišne nam se otkrila jer smo mogli čuti glazbu koja je iznad nota.
Later in Germany I was asked to serve him, to massage him.
Kasnije u Njemačkoj su me tražili da ga služim, masirao sam ga.
And Prabhupada talked to me at that time and gave me four orders, the orders of my life, which I try to fulfill.
Prabhupada je tada razgovarao sa mnom i dao mi je četiri naredbe koje u svom životu nastojim ispuniti.
But then he stopped talking.
Ali onda je prestao pričati.
He became silent.
Ušutio je.
And while I was continuing with my service, he allowed me to hear the music again.
I dok sam ja nastavio sa svojom službom, on mi je dopustio da ponovno čujem glazbu.
This time it felt as if the whole spiritual universe was in the room.
Taj puta se činilo kao da je čitav duhovni svemir u prostoriji.
In other words, there was a wideness.
Drugim riječima, postala je neka širina.
An openness.
Otvorenost.
Which happens when the knot in the heart, the ego is cut. And the connection with the material illusion is cut asunder.
Kada čvor u srcu, kada je ego razrezan i kada se ta iluzija rasprši.
It felt like a lot of love was in the room and a lot of, I can only express it like light, but different from the light of the sun.
Kao da je u prostoriji bila prisutna velika ljubav koju mogu opisati kao svjetlost donekle, ali to nije bila obična svjetlost.
And these two experiences still nourish my soul as I'm becoming old in this body.
I ta dva iskustva još uvijek hrane moju dušu kako starim u ovom tijelu.
The music behind the notes.
Glazba iznad nota.
Or the essence of the Bhagavatam.
Suština Bhagavatama.
The essence of the holy name.
Suština svetog imena.
Which is love.
A to je ljubav.
Once Indra Dumna Maharaj asked Prabhupada, what does the Hare Krishna Mahamantra mean?
Jednom je Indra Dumna Maharaj pitao Prabhupadu, a što znači Hare Krishna Mahamantra?
Now there is a vast literature about this question, but Prabhupada didn't quote from that literature.
O tom pitanju postoji pozamašna literatura, ali Prabhupada nije citirao niti jedan navod.
He stopped and then he gave his amazing answer.
Stao je i onda je dao svoj zadivljujući odgovor.
It means, oh my dear friend, oh my dear friend, oh my dearest friend.
A to znači, dragi moj prijatelju, dragi moj prijatelju, o moj najdraži prijatelju.
That's love.
To je ljubav.
That's the essence.
To je suština.
Bhakti can be either a goal.
Bhakti može biti ili cilj.
That is love of Godhead.
To je ljubav prema svevišnjoj božanskoj osobi.
Or it can be a process.
Ili može biti proces.
A way.
Put.
A method.
A metoda, način.
Both is bhakti, the goal and the way.
Oboje je bhakti, i cilj i put.
And both is the same.
I oboje je isto.
Only when one is young, one cannot realize that.
Ali kada je osoba mlada, to ne može uvijek shvatiti.
Because one is still not so mature.
Jer još uvijek nije toliko zrela.
And when one is mature, one sees the way and the goal is one.
A kada je osoba zrela, onda vidi i put i cilj kao jedno.
In other words, chanting for instance Hare Krishna is identical with Krishna. Krishna is there.
Drugim riječima, mantranje Hare Krishna mantre identično je s Krishnom, zato što je Krishna prisutan.
Now in the coming seminar, which starts in tomorrow evening, we will talk about the hidden secrets of bhakti and how to, you know, how to realize that the way and that is the process which we all do is identical with the goal, with Krishna.
Na dolazećem seminaru koji počinje sutra navečer, mi ćemo raspravljati o tome kako spoznati da su put i cilj jedno te isto.
There will be a lot of eye opening for many of you.
Za mnoge od vas to će otvoriti oči.
It was for me when I prepared this seminar, I was just thinking, my God, the first time I understand Krishna consciousness.
Tako je bilo meni kada sam pripremao ovaj seminar, pomislio sam da je to prvi puta da razumijem svjesnost Krishne.
I will express it in very, let us say, direct terms. It will not be very mystical.
Vague.
It will not be vague.
Izrazit ću to u prilično izvan način, neće to biti nešto nejasno.
But it will be full of encouragement.
Ali bit će puno ohrabrenja.
The essence of what I will present is at the beginning states we have to know how to do the process properly.
Suština onoga što ću predstaviti je da u početnim stadijima trebamo znati kako na pravilan način pristupiti stvarima.
So you are very welcome to bring all your friends. We still have a lot of space. We could for instance make a second floor here in the temple room. No problem. We can sit on the shoulder of Sharanga Thakur. You know, then three people can. Yes. I mean, not just Saranga, everyone on the floor, yes.
Slobodni ste pozvati svoje prijatelje, imamo dovoljno mjesta, možemo ih smjestiti na ramena Saranga Thakura, na koje stanu dvoje, troje ljudi.
Drugi level, third level, yes. No, I know that not all of you can come.
Znam da ne možete svi doći.
Or want to come.
Da li svi želite doći?
No problem, we are free.
Yeah. Sve je to u redu, mi smo slobodni.
I will try to explain the hidden secrets of bhakti.
Ali pokušat ću objasniti skrivene tajne bhakti.
The one who can unlock it is the method which can unlock service to the great souls.
A ono što ih je može otključati, ona stvarna metoda je služenje velikih duša.
That works.
To djeluje.
All right, so let me now look at the time.
20 to 7.
When did we start?
6.
6 or no, 5, huh? 5:30 maybe. Bhajan. What should we do now? Questions? Should we discuss questions, Hari Prasad?
Sure.
Let's do. By the way, I want to introduce you to the person who had the longest way. There's a Hari Prasad from New York. You can talk with him about what is Krishna consciousness in New York, and you can find out.
Želim bih vam predstaviti osobu koja je najdulje trebala da dođe odavde, to je Hari Prasad iz New Yorka, i možete s njime popričati.
And we have also devotees from the sacred land of Russia.
I imamo bhakte iz svete zemlje Rusije.
That's also a little far.
To je isto malo daleko.
We are really international.
Zbilja smo postali međunarodni.
And we are here because we will celebrate.
I tu smo zato što ćemo slaviti.
We're just starting every day a little bit more.
I svaki dan ćemo početi malo više.
And then comes Nityananda's appearance day, and we
I onda dolazi dan pojave Nityananda.
We will chant and dance for his pleasure.
I pjevat ćemo i plesati za njegovo zadovoljstvo.
And then comes a very insignificant birthday. No, you just translate. Then comes the birthday of a very insignificant person.
A onda dolazi i rođendan jedne beznačajne osobe.
Who needs all your encouragement?
Koji treba svo vaše ohrabrenje.
So good. So let us see if there are any questions so far.
Ima li kakvih pitanja?
Not all at once, please.
Molim vas, ne sve odjednom.
Šalim se. I saw Ravi and then Mandaleshwari.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Thank you for a wonderful introduction to Hidden Secrets of Bhakti. You mentioned that Srila Prabhupada gave you four instructions. I know that they may not be applicable to share, but is there any one which you'd say that we could all take away, or something that we can understand mm-hmm. from these?
Yes.
Dakle, pitanje je bilo, Srila Prabhupada ti je dao četiri upute. Da li bi možda mogao podijeliti barem jednu od njih?
I can tell you all the four if you want, because it's we have a family. There should not be no secrets in the family.
Mogu ti reći sve četiri, mi smo obitelj, u obitelji nema tajni.
First he said, you should be a good disciple.
Prvo je rekao da trebaš biti dobar učenik.
Then he said something which totally shocked me.
Onda je rekao nešto što me totalno zapanilo.
You should be a good guru.
Trebaš biti dobar guru.
No, not me.
Ne, ne ja.
At that time, no one of us thought that there would be at any time in the future other gurus than Prabhupada, because we thought somehow he would never leave us.
U to vrijeme nitko od nas nije mislio da će postojati bilo koji drugi guru osim Prabhupada, jer smo vjerovali da nas on nikada neće napustiti.
Then he said, and you should be a water carrier.
I rekao je, trebaš biti nosač vode.
And a cook.
I kuhar.
Now I have wondered about the last two instructions. The first two are pretty obvious, you know, are clear what it means.
Pitao sam se ove posljednje dvije upute. Prve dvije su mi prilično već jasno na šta se to odnosilo.
What does a water carrier mean?
Što to znači onaj koji nosi vodu?
In Indian villages, you will know what is a water carrier.
U indijskim selima značite tko je to.
Sometimes whole villages do not have a well.
Ponekad čitava sela nemaju bunara.
And when it's very dry, it's a problem to have drinking water.
I u sušnim razdobljima problem je imati pitku vodu.
So then the water carriers come. They have big things. You know, like
buckets,
buckets, or like, you know, when the when you have a truck, you have these. Yeah. Or they do it also from leather. Mm-hmm. They carry the water.
Da, oni obično postoje ljudi koji imaju mjehove i onda u njima nose vodu.
And this is the water of life.
A to je voda života.
I always understood it, and when you are someone who presents Krishna consciousness, you should present the water of life.
Uvijek sam smatrao da ako predstavljamo svjesnost Krishne, trebamo je predstavljati kao životnu vodu.
Therefore I have called one I'm developing this Vedic way, and one let me say, one part in this Vedic way is the tree of life. It's that type of concept.
Razvijam ovaj vedski put, jedan koncept u tome je i drvo života vezano uz to.
It teaches us to be spiritually, physically, emotionally and socially in good well-being.
Uči nas duhovnom, emotivnom, socijalnom blagostanju.
And the good cook, I mean the cook, I only understood that you need to eat to live, so you shouldn't be dependent on others, but you should be what is called self-sufficient.
A da budem dobar kuhar, to sam shvatio u tom smislu da trebamo jesti da bismo preživjeli i trebali bismo moći osloniti se na sebe.
But maybe that's just my intellectual rascaldom where I want to justify that I have not yet learned to cook.
Možda je ovo moj intelektualni ništavluk čime zapravo želim opravdati da još nisam naučio kuhati.
I somehow, when you put me in the kitchen, I think only of one thought: how can I escape this room?
Kad me stavite u kuhinju, moja jedina misao je kako da pobjegnem iz ove prostorije.
It's such a foreign atmosphere, you know, with the pots and the spices and the.
To je tako strana atmosfera, neki lonci i začini.
So I may just interpret this instruction in a way that, you know, I don't look like a total rascal, you know.
Tako da ću si objasniti tu uputu da ne ispadnem potpuno nitko.
Four instructions.
Četiri upute.
They mean in essence become Krishna conscious and share it with others.
U suštini one znače postani svjestan Krishna i dijeli to s drugima.
And Srila Prabhupada once spoke about his own relationship to his spiritual master, and he said whatever happened in his life, I mean opening so many temples, translating so many books, did happen only because of one reason, and that reason was that he tried to fulfill the instructions of his spiritual master.
Srila Prabhupada je govorio o svom odnosu sa svojim duhovnim učiteljem i rekao bi da je sve što mu se desilo, otvaranje hramova i knjige koje je napisao, da je uzrok tome bilo jedino taj što je on pokušavao slijediti upute svog duhovnog učitelja.
Connect yourself with a mission which is greater than your own plans.
Povežite se s misijom koja je veća od vaših vlastitih planova.
Your own plans bring you to the level where you presently are.
Vaši vas planovi dovode do razine na kojoj se trenutno nalazite.
But a mission which is greater, which is something which is not serving your selfish ends. Oh, that will make you greater than you are at the present.
Ali misija koja je veća od vas, koja svrha nije da samo ispuni vaše sebične težnje, doniče vam puno toga.
I feel personally that this mission is the music.
Osobno osjećam da je ta misija glazba.
The music which waits for us to be discovered.
Glazba koja čeka da ju mi otkrijemo.
It's a mission which comes down from Lord Krishna through the parampara.
Misija je to koja dolazi od gospodina Krishne kroz parampara.
And when we sit situate ourselves in fulfilling this mission, we will get unlimited strength and intelligence to fulfill it.
I kada se nađemo u položaju da možemo ispuniti tu misiju, dobivamo neizmjernu snagu i inteligenciju da to uistinu i učinimo.
Someone who walks with his feet in a sacred mission will be able to do wonderful things.
Onaj koji svojim stopalima korača u svojoj svetoj misiji moći će činiti nevjerojatne stvari.
Because it is that sacred mission which will empower him with the necessary strength to fulfill it.
Jer će ga ta misija opunomoćiti sa potrebnom snagom da bi je mogao ispuniti.
But someone who shies away and only wants to follow his plans will stay in the circle of his own conditioned existence.
Onaj koji zazire od toga i želi slijediti samo svoje planove, ostaće u tom uskom krugu vlastite egzistencije.
Krishna lovingly invites us.
Krishna nas s ljubavlju poziva.
He says, Prabhudite. Jeev jago, jeev jago. Gaura Chandra bole, etc. I don't want to destroy your ears with my bad singing.
Da, Jeev jago, tako dalje. Ne želim uništiti vaše uši svojim pjevanjem.
Yes. So that mission comes, for instance, through the pages of the Bhagavatam.
Da misija dolazi primjerice kroz stranice Bhagavatama.
Or through the Gita.
Ili kroz Gitu.
There was this one Brahman you might have heard in the temple of Sri Rangam, who read the Bhagavad Gita each day in the temple courtyard.
Bio je jedan brahmana koji je čitao Bhagavad Gitu u dvorištu hrama Sri Rangama.
But he was uneducated.
Ali on nije bio obrazovan.
And he could not pronounce the Sanskrit properly.
I nije, nepravilno je izgovarao sanskrit.
It must have sounded as if I try to speak Croatian.
Mora da je zvučalo kao kad ja pokušavam govoriti hrvatski.
I will break every grammatical rule in the book.
Prekršit ću svako gramatičko pravilo koje postoji.
And speak, try to speak words where Bhaktin Irena will just crack down in helpless laughter.
Izgovarati riječi gdje ćemo se smijati.
Yes. So this Brahmana every day read the Gita.
I taj brahmana je svakodnevno čitao Gitu.
And people were laughing about him.
I ljudi su mu se smijali.
Sava Savitski Dama Parijuj. You know, what is this? There is a bit laughing. You don't know to read the Gita? Why are this is so funny?
I smijavali su njegov izgovor, govorili su mu, kako ti to čitaš Gitu?
But he was crying.
Ali on je plakao. Oh, sorry, trying or crying?
Crying.
Plakao.
Crying. He felt so moved.
Bio je toliko dirnut.
One day, Gauranga Mahaprabhu came.
Jednog dana je došao Gauranga Mahaprabhu.
Oh, so many people were around this man who was trying to read.
Oko tog čovjeka koji je nastojao čitati, okupilo se toliko mnoštvo ljudi.
And they were laughing.
I smijali su mu se.
Gauranga said, stop laughing.
Goranga rekao, prestanite se smijati.
Why are you reading the Gita? He asked.
Zašto čitaš Gitu? Pitao je.
My Guru Maharaj told me.
Moj Guru Maharaj mi je rekao.
But you can't read the Gita, said Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Ali ti ne znaš čitati Gitu, rekao je Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
That's true, said the Brahmana.
To je istina, rekao je Brahmana.
But when I see you trying to read, you are in ecstasy. What is the reason? Please explain.
Ali kada te vidim kako pokušavaš čitati, ti si u potpunom blaženstvu. Objasni, koji je razlog tome?
Yes, I am in ecstasy.
Da, jesam, osjećam blaženstvo.
I will tell you, but not loud.
Reći ću ti, ali ne na glas.
So he said to Mahaprabhu, pss, 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 pss,
pss. I onda je šapno Mahaprabhu.
You know what he said?
Znate li što mu je rekao?
I'm trying to read the letters, but my Sanskrit knowledge is very modest.
Pokušavam čitati slova, ali moje znanje sanskrita je prilično skromno.
But when I look at the picture, I see Krishna, the supreme personality of Godhead, serving his devotee by driving his chariot.
Ali kada vidim tu sliku, vidim Krishnu, svevišnju božansku osobu, kako služi svog baktu vozeći kočiju.
God is serving his bhakta.
Bog služi svoga baktu.
This is too much.
To je previše.
I feel the ecstasy.
I osjećam blaženstvo.
Mahaprabhu said, bravo! You are the real reader of the Bhagavad Gita.
Mahaprabhu ga pohvali i rekao, ti si pravi čitatelj Gita.
He was referring to the hidden secret.
Govorio je o skrivenoj tajni.
Hidden secret of bhakti.
Skrivenoj tajni bhakti.
So yes, sometimes we have to follow orders. Raviji.
Ponekad moramo slijediti naredbe.
And then something can come.
I onda nešto može nastati iz toga.
He followed orders, this Brahman, and da, he could understand the tajnje, the hidden secret.
Taj Brahman naslijedio upute i mogao razumjeti skrivene tajne.
Hare Krishna. I'm trying to follow this order, but with the cooking it's very difficult.
Pokušavam.
I know halava and fruit salad.
Pokušavam slijediti uputu sa s kuhanjem, ali stvarno je teško. Znam skuhati halavu i voćnu salatu.
Good. So, Mandaleshwari.
Opportunity and facility. So, if there is not opportunity, and if there is opportunity, sometimes there is not facility. I mean, mentally, physically, or economically.
Mm-hmm.
But desire is there. Desire is there. But what is the solution?
Very good question. We will now hear the translation of this question.
Dakle, pitanje je bilo, govorilo se kako da bismo otključali vrata tajne bhakti, da bismo trebali pristupiti služenju svetih osoba. Da bismo mogli služiti, potrebna je prilika i potrebno je isto tako da postoje i mogućnosti. Ponekad imamo priliku, nemamo mogućnosti, ponekad imamo mogućnosti, ali nemamo priliku i sad se postavlja pitanje što učiniti u tom trenutku.
I will give you a personal answer to this question.
Na ovo ću pitanje dati jedan osobni odgovor.
It is a fact that sometimes we do not have the opportunity or the facility to do what we really wish to.
Istina je da ponekad nemamo prilike ili mogućnosti da bismo učinili ono što uistinu želimo.
There is a reason for this.
A zato postoji razlog.
We are still in the process of maturing.
Mi smo još uvijek u procesu sazrijevanja.
And it's not yet the time for the full maturation to happen.
I još uvijek nije došlo vrijeme potpunog sazrijevanja.
I know that Srila Prabhupada lived many years in preparation before he did this main order of his spiritual master, that is going to the West.
Znam da je Srila Prabhupada mnogo godina živio u pripremi prije nego je slijedio uputu svog duhovnog učitelja da ode na zapad.
And he felt later that Krishna prepared him for that.
I osjećao je kasnije da ga je Krishna za to pripremao.
I believe all of us many of us are in the preparation state.
Vjerujem da su mnogi od nas u stadiju pripreme.
And we need to do our homework at this moment.
I u ovome trenutku trebamo obaviti svoju domaću zadaću.
And after some time when we remain faithful or our faith is even increasing, that opportunity and facility will come.
I vjerujem da ako ostanemo vjerni i ako se ta vjera i poveća, onda će doći i prilika i mogućnosti.
We were reading about this in the morning when Shukadev Goswami says sometimes Krishna doesn't give wealth to a devotee who doesn't have so much spiritual insight.
Čitali smo o tome u Šrimad Bhagavatamu. Šukadeva Goswami kaže da ponekad gospodin ne daje bhakti bogatstvo koji još nema dovoljno duhovnih uvida.
Because he knows this devotee will become intoxicated by wealth and power.
Zato što zna da će ga moć i bogatstvo omamiti.
And therefore he withholds this opportunity and facility.
I zbog toga suzdržava tu priliku i mogućnosti.
But the devotee in this situation, which I think is for many of us the situation, should know he can mature.
Ali Bhakta u toj situaciji za koju vjerujem da vrijedi za mnoge od nas može prihvatiti to kao priliku za sazrijevanje.
There are ample opportunities to mature for each one of us.
Postoji nebrojne mogućnosti za svakoga od nas da se sazrijemo.
And Krishna's milost flows everywhere.
I Krishna milost teče.
Means mercy.
Teče svuda.
It's available everywhere.
Svuda je dostupna.
Like oxygen.
Poput kisika.
You don't even in Sweden we find oxygen.
Čak i u Švedskoj nađemo naći kisik.
So Krishna's mercy and the basic instructions given by Srila Prabhupada are available everywhere.
Krishna milost i osnovne upute koje nam je dao Srila Prabhupada dostupni su posvuda.
And for your secret dream, the opportunity and facility will be given upon your maturation.
A mogućnosti i prilike će biti date prilikom našeg sazrijevanja.
Hare Krishna. So now some of you are getting hungry. I can hear already the language of the stomachs.
Neki od nas su već ogladnili, mogu to čuti.
No, I don't think so.
I think we should just sing for 4 German minutes just to end this part, and then we will talk like anything to each other and associate. Is this a good idea, Chiboye? Some concluding singing. Only 2 minutes. It's I promise you, not two, four. 4 minutes.
What?
No. They are hungry. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare. Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Oh Rama, Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Rama Rama
Please bring your hands up and sing all together please Hare Krishna Hare Krishna Louder please louder Rama One more time, please. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Prabhu.
Prabhupada, Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada. Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Prabhupada. Jaya Gauranitai, 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 Gauranitai. Jaya Gauranitai, 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 Gauranitai. Jaya Radha, Kunya Vihari Radha, Kunya Vihari Radha. Jaya Radha, Kunya Vihari Radha, Kunya Vihari Radha. Jai Jai Sri Radha, Jai Jai Sri Radha, Jai Jai.
So please sit down comfortably.
Sjednite udobno.
I just want to thank you very much for participating so nicely in your famous Croatian way in the kirtan and in the program. It was a great joy for me to be with you.
Hvala vam puno što ste prisustvovali ovome na svoj poznati hrvatski način, što ste sudjelovali u kirtanu i veliko mi je zadovoljstvo biti ovdje s vama.
We will now soon serve out our feast to you, but I see Ishvara Puri will give us a few important announcements.
Yes, uskoro ćemo vam servirati prasadam, gozbu. Ali čućemo neke najave.
Yes. So let us just hear from Ishvara Puri a little orientation about the festival.
So, Hare Krishna, dear devotees. Thank you very much, Maharaj. We are coming now with your mercy into the Vrindavan atmosphere, and also by help of our dear devotee Vaijayanti Mataji externally into Vrindavan.
These are desire trees. That's the idea. You can put your head there and desire something and it will be granted.
So as I'm saying, we will first to say for tomorrow morning there will be a class like always, Srimad Bhagavatam class, and this time we have just got very good news that the class will be given by His Holiness Acinadana Maharaj. Then in the evening, of course, we have the schedule as it is on the program. We will have beginning of the seminar, the Hidden Secrets of Bhakti, and tomorrow is the first part. Program is pasted there on the door and on the different places in the temple, so you can see for every day in detail what will be happening. Also, I have one information from the devotees from Serbia. Please come to the reception if possible today with your passports and give the passports so that you can be registered in the police. That's important for you. we will have prasadam now soon, and prasadam will be served. It will be placed like last year, if you remember, on this wall. And I would like to ask you all to come from this corridor, from this hall behind the Srila Prabhupada, so that we who are standing in line have don't take more place here, so that there is more place here in the temple room. So we will also need some devotees to help in serving, and it will be Suvarna Bindu Prabhu who will be there, and you can approach him who want to help in this. First, I would like to ask devotees who are in hotel that they go first and take prasadam, so that we can start Prema Murti at
first we'll go 8:30 and second 9.
So first trip will be 8:30 and the second 9 o'clock, so that you know how it's going. After them, of course, the parents and then all the others, devotees. First, we are who are from Zagreb, we give advantage to the guests. Tomorrow, from you who are from hotel, you will be picked up at 6 o'clock, then 6:30, and finally at 7 o'clock to come here. From devotees from Croatian Yatra, we will today deliver you the first number of the Gorani Time News. So you will get also this. That's all for today. We have some time because we planned for prasadam at 7:45. This was the plan. So we can maybe have one more bhajan until then.
Or maybe kirtan. They want to talk to each other?
Or you wish, do you want to talk or sing?
Maybe
you know, we have this tree of life, and I have heard there are different aspects which are important. For sure, spiritual part, which is the root, but also the social part. In case you wish to talk, it's okay.
When,
otherwise,
when,
we will say.
When is prasadam realistically?
1:45.
Little malapause, little pause, yes?
Okay. So,
yeah. Thank you for today. Please stay. Gogovinda, please just come with Damayanti. One minute. Thank you for translating so
nicely. Padapamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavam.